start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Okay, before we get started with the magic of my grape therapy, you're welcome. Hold the applause. There's some other magic I want to talk to you about. The magic of Walt Disney World. Even just saying that makes me feel magical. Walt Disney World Resort is the perfect escape, and now as an adult, you can experience it an entirely new way. You can enjoy classic attractions that you loved as a child, like Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom or Test Track at Epcot, and indulge in experiences that you can appreciate even more as an adult. Come discover your happy place and experience a side of Disney that you've never seen, including foodie dining, unique shopping, and other magical experiences at Disney Springs. Explore new immersive worlds like Pandora, the world of Avatar at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, where you can actually ride on the back of a breathing banshee, or Toy Story Land at Disney Hollywood Studios, where you can actually experience the exciting toy-filled world of Andy's backyard. Savor a celebration of global eats, treats, drinks, live music, and more at Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. And don't miss out on spooktacular fun at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, where anyone can dress up, trick-or-treat, and have a frightfully good time at Magic Kingdom Park. Or how about stop by Cruise Cup Lounge, race into port for a seafaring feast at this cozy outpost nestled next to the Yachtsman Steakhouse, where you can unwind with a pint and a hearty dish. Relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories. Now it's the time to find your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now starting. We are here in freaking Mexico in this little gifting room with a live audience today.
They're here.
It feels like a very intimate live podcast. Like, I feel like I need to make eye contact with everybody. This is amazing. Okay, so I'm here with Raisa Girona. I said that right?
Yes, you did. Okay. Thank you.
I'm obsessed with your name. It sounds so sexy.
Thank you.
I don't know. It just sounds exotic.
I mean, I'm into it. Thank you.
You are chief brand office at Revolve. Am I right?
You are right.
And your Instagram is at your full name, right?
Yes. You have all the stats, the facts.
Well, you know what? You got to get the people to follow you. And that's at RAISSAGERONA.
Correct.
Yeah. I was interviewing my girlfriend the other day, Whitney. She was also on The Bachelor with me, but she like doesn't really do Instagram. And I was doing this whole intro for her and I was like, follow her at WhitB624. She was like, no, don't. Like, I didn't do anything on there. I was like, I don't know. I just always like to pump people's tires on Instagram.
Well,
you know?
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm so excited. We're here in Mexico at Revolve Summer and I'm sitting down with the most influential people from Revolve. Chief Brand Officer just sounds gangster too, doesn't it?
Well, I feel gangster all the time, that's for sure.
And are you co-founder?
I'm not.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Was that Mike?
Yes.
Oh, Michael. Okay. Mike was supposed to be here. Michael was supposed to be here with us.
Okay. I'm the chief brand officer. So basically, I'm just responsible, my team and I, that's who the live audience are.
Okay.
We're responsible for making sure that people know about Revolve all over the world. And getting to know us could be through, obviously, social media, all of Instagram, all the events that we do, you know, Revolve Festival, Revolve Summer, press, et cetera, obviously, influencer marketing. And then hopefully we turn those people to customers. And ultimately, like, that's my life's mission at Revolve.
Yes.
To turn those likes into dollars.
Okay.
Have them shop with us forever.
Yes. I love that. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little concerned about your hand on the actual microphone just because I'm worried about the sound.
Okay. Do I sound better?
Well, I don't know. I can't hear you.
Dang it.
But it should be fine. It'll be fine.
Perfect.
We're here in Mexico. Thank you for giving me an excuse to be here. I've always wanted to be a part of Revolve. And my girlfriend...
Tell me why.
Okay. Well, when I first came off the show, my girlfriend, Rachel, she's like a makeup artist, a fashionista. She's like obsessed with Revolve. And she was always like, okay, these influencers and people on Instagram go on these trips and it's like the best clothing ever. And everybody is just having the best time. And she goes, it's like a girl gang and everybody's so like... she's like inspired by it. Cool. Not only because of the fashion and everything, but just everything you guys are doing. And so she always told me I had to be involved. And I don't know how it's been like 4 years that I haven't, but I always shop on Revolve and I'm always following Revolve.
Well,
but
now
I'm,
you're here.
I feel like I'm like a big deal now.
You're such a big deal, obviously.
I never felt like a big deal until now.
No, it's a real thing. Yeah. I mean, we're so happy you're here. I know this is just your second day.
Yes.
So how's it been?
Oh my, I don't want to leave. I don't even care that there's spiders. I don't care that there's
mosquitoes and spiders
everywhere. I don't care.
But it's so beautiful.
I will get eaten alive to be here.
I feel like I have like 30 bites. But
yeah, no,
it's so beautiful.
It.
Yeah, and hashtag we're so happy
it.
You're here.
Well, thank you so much
Welcome
for having me.
Welcome to the girl gang.
I'm in. I'm in the girl gang. Woo! Oh my gosh, thank you. All right, Häagen-Dazs knows that your best moments are made even better with a side of the most extraordinary ice cream. That's why this summer you can treat yourself to any one of the 9 flavors of their Trio Crispy Layers collection. With 15 layers of decadence, you can indulge like never before. Inside every Trio Crispy Layers ice cream carton is a harmonious blend of texture, crisp layers, and the finest ice cream. And you know it's made with the utmost care and finest ingredients because it's coming from Häagen-Dazs. They have 50 years of experience delivering the extraordinary ice cream you crave. There are 4 chocolate flavors now with 30% more chocolate, including salted caramel chocolate. Can't handle reading this. I just want to eat it right now. Layers of lightly salted caramel ice cream and irresistible chocolate ice cream stacked between crisp Belgian chocolate. There are also amazing non-dairy flavors like dark chocolate, crunchy peanut butter with layer after layer after layer of decadence. Who really needs dairy? If you're like me, you're going to love all 15 layers of extraordinary. Seriously, every bite delivers layer after layer after layer of extraordinary flavor. The finest ingredients from Häagen-Dazs gives you the delectable taste that you love. Your taste buds will certainly thank you, and your best moments like birthdays, maybe cuddling with your boyfriend and your dog on the couch. No, just me. They all deserve the most extraordinary Trio Crispy Layers from Häagen-Dazs. I mean, it's really perfect for every moment. Celebration, sadness, happiness, no reason at all. Head over to Häagen-Dazs.com to discover more and pick up Häagen-Dazs Trio Crispy Layers at a store near you. So tell us a little bit about Revolve Summer and what we're doing here in Mexico.
Sure. So Revolve Summer basically is just an adult summer camp. Mm-hmm. We're here.
Ooh, I like that.
For 2 weeks, we're your camp counselors and you guys. And there's 3 sessions actually, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because it really is like a summer camp.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, for us at the end of the day, we always want to make sure that we're inspiring our customers and providing a ton of inspiration to obviously people who follow us on Instagram and the people who shop on the site. And I think the best way to go about that is to really live the Revolve lifestyle in like real life.
Yeah. It's the best life.
I know. I every day I'm like, this is my life.
That's your life. It's incredible.
No, it's crazy. And so, yeah, that's really why we do Revolve Summer. Obviously to show all the beautiful merchandise and the clothes that we have, but to really spend time with people like you and get to know people that we want to work with or that we've been working with. Some of the girls here we've been working with for years.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of like this super fun reunion.
Yeah.
And then there's people like you that I, you know, have never met before.
Right.
And now I'm like sitting here doing
a
podcast.
Because I'm like, I'm sticking around.
Now you're in here like swimwear. Like you're just going to be here all the time.
I really am.
Yeah. So
I'm like, when's the next trip? Sign me up.
Okay, I'm making a mental note.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so many trips all the time, but Revolve Summer is super special because we go for 2 weeks and we get to meet and see so many girls in that time frame. Mm-hmm. And it's also so fun because like the whole entire team is here, the brand marketing team.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And it's always so cool to spend so much time together and like really continue to not only strengthen together as a team, but continue to build like friendships. And it's always like the best memories when we leave.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Okay. I don't know if you can answer this because it might be like picking your favorite child, but is there a favorite influencer you've ever worked with who you're just like, wow, that person is incredible?
No.
Oh,
come on. I would never answer that question.
I'm just trying to get headlines here, okay?
No, it's just kind of like maybe like sports where I feel like sometimes you have like your favorite like athlete, or a team. But I think for me, like, it's always so incredible to see someone when they have like, you know, barely any followers and really see their growth over years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're just huge supporters here of women, obviously, especially who are just killing it, who work hard, who understand what it means to really put their time in.
Totally.
And that's really the type of influencers that we work with, you know, is girls that are women who understand, basically that same concept, because I feel like Revolve as a brand and just as a team, that's kind of how we function. You know?
It's really empowering.
Yeah. We work hard, but we obviously like party hard. Yeah, Were you there yesterday?
Yeah. You don't have to tell me twice. My hangover will agree with you because last night was freaking lit.
I know. And I was
Is that still cool to say that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're still saying it here. Okay, but yeah, totally it was totally like, I mean, it was a welcome reception.
Yeah,
so I was like,
I feel very welcome and drunk.
That's how I felt. I was like, damn, no one's messing around here.
No. I mean,
could you imagine tonight for club night?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, that was the welcome dinner.
Well,
hour?
After this, it's just like go in front of the mirror and practice twerking. Because basically,
I don't have to practice.
I do.
No, I can twerk in the splits. I'm good.
Yeah. I didn't see those moves last night.
Maybe
tonight.
By the end of the night, I was dancing on a table last night, but I didn't pull out the twerking splits because it was raining and I didn't want to pull a groin.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I was on, don't worry. I was on the table too for a little bit. So I was like, I got to get off this table. I got to go.
Hannah G. I don't, that's like so funny that you just call her by her like last name
her
or
handle.
Initial. Hannah G. She came in this morning and she was like, I fell last night. I'm like, yeah, you did. Are you okay? It was a pretty nasty spill. Like, she bounced back really great, but that was the wine and tequila.
I didn't see that. Oh, but it was so much fun.
That's great. Yeah. I had
a
blast.
I can't wait for later.
We should have done the podcast after club night to have more stories. There'd be some serious stories. I know. Last night I looked at, who was it? Amanda Stanton. She goes, do you want to do a tequila shot? I was like, yes.
And you're like, why not?
Of course. And she goes, yeah, okay, I like you already. I'm like, okay, this crew can hang.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, so hard. I love it.
Okay. Well, I have some questions for you.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
Because obviously nobody starts out in your position. So you actually started as a designer who was selling clothes to Revolve, right?
Yes.
That's amazing. And did you always want to be a designer? And how did your relationship with Revolve come to be?
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, and I never thought I was going to be a designer.
Really?
It just kind of like fell into my lap.
No way. Okay, that's crazy.
And then, yeah, that's kind of how I met Michael Mente, who's the co-owner, co-founder of Revolve.
That's where I got confused earlier.
Yeah.
It was exactly, in my notes.
Totally.
Sorry. Okay, go on.
And then it's going to confuse you even more because when my clothing brand like went out of business, he asked me to start a brand with him. Okay. It's called Lovers and Friends, which is actually...
Oh, like, I know that brand.
Yeah, duh. Like, I don't know. It's like our number one brand. No big deal.
Like, you don't tell me.
But yeah, we started a company together on the side with two other people. It was kind of just like his side project. But for me, it was like everything. It was like winning a lotto ticket.
Wow.
Because, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, like one door closed for me with my original clothing brand going out of business.
Right.
And then I had this huge opportunity to just like basically have another company, which is crazy.
Such is life. I feel like people always say that it's cheesy, but it's
like
actually
real
so
life.
True.
Yeah.
You feel like it's devastating and then you're like, oh, this is why that happened.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like ex-boyfriends.
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, preach it to the choir over here.
Totally.
And I was like, oh God, I'm 33 and like, I already have been through a failed engagement and Hey,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
I see you.
Yeah. Like months later.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought my life was over.
I know.
Yeah, it
same,
wasn't.
But
it's just
it wasn't.
Beginning.
It just,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
And yeah. So then it was kind of history from there, I guess. We built what Alliance Apparel basically is what it became. And then Revolve officially acquired the company in 2014. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of when I transitioned more from like designing to like doing all the marketing for Revolve.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been super cool.
Boss lady. That's amazing.
Just another day at the job.
Yeah, really though. Like you said earlier, you look around, you're like, this is my life.
It is. It's crazy.
Okay. Let's talk about jeans for a second. I'd like to express myself here. Huh? See what I did there? As you all know, I love a good deal, especially when it comes to clothes and fashion. Buying jeans can be very tricky for me because I have tiny legs, but I still got those hips. And the key for me is to usually actually buy one size larger. I like to have room in my jeans so they're comfortable, and I always find that they're more flattering that way. And that's why I love Express. It has perfect curves jeans. They're designed to contour your every curve without gapping at the waistband. I'm loving that flare jeans are coming back. Don't deny it. I'm going through my closet. I'm going to figure out what I might pair them with because I'll definitely be rocking them. I went on the Express website and ordered the dark high-waisted button fly bell flare jeans if anyone wants to twin with me. And then I figured with the prices being so good, I might as well throw in another pair. Anyone else do that? With more styles, fits, and sizes than ever, there's a pair of Express jeans to fit your ambition, style, and figure. They have sizes from 00 to 18 available in most stores and online. So find out what fits you. Right now, Express is offering Off the Vine listeners an exclusive limited time offer in stores or online. Get $20 off any one pair of Express jeans using the code 9989 at checkout in stores or online. One more time, that's express.com, promo code 9989 for $20 off any one pair of jeans in store or online. Exclusions apply. And what was your initial role when you joined Revolve, and how has your role and influence over Revolve changed over the years?
It was always kind of the same. Like I guess my initial title is like VP of brand marketing, mm-hmm. I think. And, you know, what was fun was that I was doing a lot of the things that we're doing
now.
Are
you a singer? Is this why you're holding the mic like that?
I wish I was a singer.
I'm like, I feel like I'm ready to like get carry thing to be like, ah.
I just feel like a star,
yeah,
I guess.
Okay. Sorry. I interrupted. Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
No, you are a star.
I'm going to make sure that I don't
it's
do
okay.
That.
I'm all over you about it. It's okay.
But I was doing a lot of the things that we're doing now for Revolve at the other company. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like, okay, let's test it on a small level at Revolve and see like how that progresses. And so a lot of like the trips that we were doing, obviously working with like influencers and bloggers, et cetera. And then it kind of just like took off mm-hmm. like wildfire. And it really, I think, helped grow the business in so many ways.
Yeah.
And it's just been so exciting to like watch all of it from the beginning, kind of.
Right. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you what advice you have for others who are looking at your career path and want to do something similar.
Oh man, advice. I always like, I could go either way with this. I think like that nothing really like happens overnight. Like it didn't happen for me. It didn't happen for like the co-founders and co-owners of Revolve. It doesn't happen for people that I really truly respect. Even the influencers that we were talking mm-hmm. about. I mean, I'm sure for you too, you mm-hmm. know, you really have to put in your time.
Yes.
And it's a lot of work, and a lot of people will say no to you or question you. I think for years people, you know, doubted that a lot of the things that Revolve was doing. Like, is it really worth it to go on these trips? Is it even worth it to work with influencers?
You really do have to prove yourself, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really have to also be your biggest cheerleader, because I think at the end of the day, a lot of people will doubt you. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had to just be like, dude, you got this. It's all good. Make sure that everyone's on the same page. And if it like doesn't work, at least like, you know, that you tried it. But if it does, like the upside is huge.
Right.
And like that, I think, has proven so much here at Revolve and all the chances that we took to do marketing.
You're risk takers.
Yeah, we have to be.
I love that.
Yes, we have to
be. I talk about risk takers all the time, because I think that is such a big part of success, is taking risks.
Yeah, you have to.
And people get so nervous to do that, but it always ends. And if you fail from it, you learn something from it. I don't even think it's a failure. It's just a learning lesson.
Exactly.
You know? I had this quote that I just pulled up because I saw it on Instagram like 5 minutes before we started this, and I was like, oh. And it said, the goal isn't to find something that will make you a lot of money. It's to do what you love and find a way to make money doing that.
I totally agree. I think the money comes after.
It does, because if you're passionate about something, and like we're going back to talking about like working and proving yourself, and after, you know, you come off a reality show and people are like, oh, what kind of flat tummy tea are you gonna sell me today? And I'm like I have obviously a really great team that was like, you're not doing that. Uh-huh. And we're gonna like build something for you that's meaningful, and you're gonna have a voice and use your platform to do like greater things, you know. And I feel like it took me like 3 years to kind of prove myself in the world, to be like, okay, I'm going to bring something different to the table. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing too that's super key, is like to be surrounded by people who are on the same page as you, who understand the vision. Because you can have people that are like, sell the flat tummy tea.
Yeah, and nothing against that, because that is a great way to make money.
For sure.
Yeah, no.
But I think like having the right people around you to give a lot of like feedback and guidance and to just be supportive is so key.
Yeah, I always talk about Cleo and what she's done for me, and just always since like day one believed in just Caitlin as a person first and foremost.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. Who in your life has been your biggest inspiration and support to get to where you are today?
Ooh, so much. So many.
Really?
I mean, I would say like first would
would be my parents. My parents are just like such hard workers. We immigrated to Los Angeles from the Philippines when I was 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I think that like forever instilled in me like the meaning of opportunity, yeah, and like how much sacrifice like they've done for me. And they just like really worked hard at everything. And so I think having that from such a young age has really it gave me such a huge and such an important impression to work hard.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, I'm just going to stop there because there's just so many people.
That's really sweet.
It's true.
I was like, I would like to thank Beyonce.
Her too. I mean, because sometimes
I'm like, just kidding. My parents.
Yeah, I play a get into formation when I have to.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm
getting ready.
I like that. And Revolve has developed such a strong relationship with bloggers and influencers in order to create more buzz and following around the brand, which is so genius. How did you guys integrate yourself with the influencer community? Like, how did it start where you're like this person and then we're going to build from there?
Sure. So we started working with influencers super duper long ago when they were called bloggers.
Yeah.
Our first partnership, I think, was in 2009. Mm-hmm. And so this is like pre-Instagram even. And I think like for me,
what was the world without Instagram?
It was like, I guess, fine.
Yeah. It was like MySpace.
People lived.
We survived.
I think it was just like seeing like, well, for me, like where I was finding inspiration and stuff was like, I started seeing like all these like quote unquote regular girls just taking photos of themselves and putting it on a blog. And I was like, wait, this is kind of like the way of the future.
Yeah.
And then I just started reaching out to them, like emailing them and sending them clothes and whatever. And then it kind of just developed over time. And the first trip that we ever did, we did it with two girls and we went to Sedona, Arizona in 2013. And then it kind of just literally took off from there.
Yeah.
But it's been really, I think, easier for us to work with influencers now because we've just believed in the concept of this, you know, a regular person, mm-hmm, being an inspiration to, mm-hmm, millions of people,
right,
for such a long time. And so at this point, it's like, there's so many girls to work with. It's really just being choosy and figuring out who's really on brand, who's a real fan. Because, mm-hmm, I mean, you know, I think that's so important if that they're just organically and authentically engaging with Revolve and that they really love the clothes. It also helps that we do have like the best clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that helps.
It's like girls are just like, they want to shop on the site anyway.
Yeah.
So it's actually not that hard. But I think like having developed the strategy for the last decade puts us in a really, really special position to work with, you know, a lot of girls that we think really believe in Revolve. And that's super key.
Yeah. Okay, the OG original reality show's back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. You guys remember MTV's The Real World? Now it's MTV's The Real World Atlanta. It's the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and lives streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return of the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality, and it's being reinvented. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. So find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey, I'm Heather Morris.
And I'm Ava Bernstein Mitchell, a.k.a. Ava Flav.
And we're the hosts of the new show, The Dance Room, on Podcast One.
We're veteran dancers and choreographers that have worked with the likes of Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and many more.
Oh, and you know, I used to be on this little show called Glee.
Hey.
I don't know if you watched it. Well, each week we're going to go full out on our favorite TV dance shows, like So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars,
and World of Dance. So don't miss it. Get new episodes of The Dance Room every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
You guys have a great understanding of what the customer wants and what the customer is interested in, from creating relationships with influencers to having these types of events. So how do you figure out what will be the next big thing or what types of events you should have a presence at?
Well, it always comes back to our customer. Like, you're right, you know? So it's like, what are our customers looking to? Like, for instance, like Coachella is a huge moment in her life, you know? Oh, yeah. She's like, she goes to Revolve to shop all her festival looks. So it's not really a coincidence that her biggest event is during Coachella.
Right.
So we created Revolve Festival, which is basically a festival in itself that happens like a mile outside of the actual like fields of Coachella. And we wanted to make sure that we were invested heavily there because our customers are just like super into it.
Yeah.
And also influencers are super into it. So it's kind of a win-win situation for us. And then in terms of like trips, we do travel a ton all the time throughout the entire year. But it's important for us to always choose places that our customers are just like inspired by. Like, I mean, look at this place. Like, you can't even take a bad photo here.
But even the photos, I'm like, gosh, it still doesn't do it justice. It's so beautiful. But the photos are insane.
It's so insane. And like the comments that we get. It's
Disney World.
Totally. Yeah. It's like the Disney World for influencers.
It really is.
But yeah, churros and tequila over here. But,
okay. Sign me up.
But yeah, people, I mean, our customers are our guiding light. We listen to them for everything.
That's a big part of your success is that you do.
For sure. And it's like, who are they looking to? You know, are they into you and are they engaging with you? I think they are.
Let's
obviously.
Hope so. Yeah. Can you get me to 2 million followers? Because I'm so damn close.
Guys,
I want to say just kidding,
there.
But I'm serious.
Let's get her there. Let's get her to 2 million.
It's my goal, you guys.
But I think like that's the other thing too, is like being on this type of trip or these things with Revolve, we've seen it firsthand where people grow so quickly because, you know, girls are like tagging each other. You guys are like supporting each other.
Yeah.
And like that's like the energy that we really, really, I think, have gotten down and nailed is like to invite women who are truly supportive of each other and are not like weird.
Totally.
You know, I think the energy and the vibe is so, so, so important. Yeah. And yesterday's welcome reception is like, total, like, it's like too comfy.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow, I have 8 new best friends. That's
I know.
Cool. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
So
it is. I do like the support system going on here. Like, you know, nobody's competing. Everybody's just like, let's help each other.
Everyone is like so beautiful and like works so hard. Like, there's no... For sure. I mean, not that I know of. There's no competition. Like, everyone is so cool.
No, everyone is
and so
really
nice.
Great. Yeah. And what would you say the favorite part about your job is? Is that probably that? Just, you know, the girl gangs coming together and, and just seeing the empowerment and everybody grow?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many perks to this job. It's, like, so crazy. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
really
how
is,
much time do we have left? Because it's, like, I can just go down the list. But, yeah, I mean, that, like, you know, fostering this amazing community and then, obviously, traveling and seeing all these crazy places.
Yeah.
It's, like, truly, like, where do you want to go? And you're just, like, you can just, like, make it happen, which is so cool. And then having like a really good team. I think we spend so much time together, like so much time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be like annoyed by anyone.
Right.
It's like family at this
point.
It is
family, yeah.
And so it's so important to be surrounded, I know I keep saying it, by people who just completely understand what the vision is, who are supportive of each other, and also not super competitive, because I think like that's could get weird.
I think
too.
That's such a like key part of life in general is surrounding yourself with people that you know, it's just I feel like that's where a lot of success comes from, whether it be relationships or business partnerships, like any kind of relationship. I feel like if you're what do they say, you're where'd Cleo go?
She not here?
Oh, what is that saying? Didn't we just talk about this? You're a sum of the 5 people you surround yourself with.
They say that.
And I'm like, I just think about that, like, just the I mean, obviously more than 5, but the people you surround yourself with is so important.
For sure.
To where you are and where you're going to get to.
Yes. I like
Revolve has done a great
sure.
job of that. All right. Have you guys ever thought about the fact that where you choose to live directly impacts the you that you become? I'll never forget my apartment in Vancouver, just a little shoebox, but it really shaped who I am. Apartments.com has the most listings, which means you have the most apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. You're in control of your rental future, not to mention they have custom search tools. So if you're looking for something specific like pet friendly, commute friendly, sit on your couch, watch reruns because you have the place all to yourself friendly, you're going to find it. And there's more. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. So they actually comb through all their listings to make sure the information is verified and up to date. That way you're not just wasting your sweet time. They're making the hunting for a new place process a breeze. So send subpar rental search sites packing and visit Apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment. Change the world. So we're going to play a little game.
Ooh, I'm ready.
It's called Fashion Trend Yay or Nay.
Okay.
Yes, you can't really lose.
Okay.
Yeah. Scrunchies.
Yes.
You have to say yes. I have a scrunchie brand.
Okay.
I'm so glad you said yes. I was about to punch you.
Well, I think it's
I just dropped the mic and walk out of the,
Like sometimes it's just like too big.
Okay, you know, like this?
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Okay,
see,
cool.
It's so cute. And the color is great too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it's, I agree.
What's your brand?
Do. It's called Do Edit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't have to look on this, so sorry.
No, that, I'm just glad you said yes.
Like, yes.
That would have been really bad. No, I'll show you. We're coming out with a whole bunch of new stuff, too, you'll love. You'll love. Overalls.
Yes. Yay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
good,
into it.
Good, because I have never lost that trend. I'm always into overalls.
I feel like,
and then I always do the overall jokes on Instagram where I'm like, overall, I think it was a great night.
No one laughs now?
I'm like... looking at everybody to laugh. Laugh
it's
at me.
Quiet. Yeah.
Crickets.
Crickets. No, I think yay still, for sure.
Canadian tuxedo.
Yay. Yes. Oh, I love it. I always wear it. Like,
aren't
forever.
Are you Canadian? No.
No.
Who's Canadian that I'm... Oh, Drea's Canadian?
She is?
Okay, that's... Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. Is she?
Yeah, Drea.
Okay, we're going to double check on that one. Okay. Tiny sunglasses.
Nay for me.
I cannot get down with the tiny sunglasses. I'm like, stop it's trying just, to have your moment. You're not going to get it.
Yeah,
even
I mean,
they get
it's like,
though.
I feel like it's a personal thing too.
This it is a personal thing. I'm sorry if everybody here likes
it just,
tiny sunglasses.
My face,
but.
It just isn't, it's not complimentary to this trend.
No, you're right. Okay, tie-dye.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like blowing out so fast on the site.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Bucket hats.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just also not my thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so cute on everyone else.
What about fringe?
Like bangs or just in general?
No. Like, not bangs. Like fringe on clothes.
Yeah. Okay. I feel it. I'm like a pretty, yes.
Wow.
Yay.
So everything is a yay?
Okay. Yeah.
Except for tiny sunglasses. Kate, thong bikinis.
Yes. Especially when you got that ass.
Yeah. Again, like that depends.
On.
Yeah. Human head holding.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The Gucci model who walked the runway holding a fake head.
Oh, nay. Okay. Like, that's scary.
Yeah, well, I don't get a lot of... There's a lot of runway moments where I'm like, is that really going to take off? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not taking off.
Okay. Chunky sneakers.
Yay.
Okay, me too. I like them. Nose hair extensions. Is that a thing?
No, nay.
Is that a thing?
Like, why is this on your list?
Well, because I saw it somewhere. Isn't it like...
That's gross and weird.
It's gross and weird, but I'm not kidding. I saw it.
No, this is
I'll
not
pull
a
it
thing.
Up for you on the gram. lash extensions.
I feel like nay at this point.
Yeah, I'm a
I'm
nay
just
on
like
that.
Over it.
I'm okay with a strip if it's, you know, but I... What?
I've
that,
never done it,
laugh?
So I don't know.
Oh.
It just seems so time consuming.
It's very time consuming. And I don't know. It works for some people, but for me, it looks good for like a day. And then they're like, I sleep like a maniac. And it just doesn't work after like the first day. Okay, wait, what time are we at here? Okay, we're going to play another game. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, okay, totally. That was like such an easy game.
Well, actually, you know, before we get into another game, I do this thing on my podcast called Can You Not?
Can you not?
And it's like, ugh, can you not? So what are fashion trends for you that you're like, no, can you not?
Oh, no. I hate wedges.
Okay, me too.
I don't know why. It's like never a thing to me. So I'm like, can you not wear those?
Okay.
What else can I say? Can you not?
I'm trying to think of my can you not fashion.
I'm like trying to also look around this room, but everything is like pretty cute. And
yeah, it's all your stuff. It's amazing.
I know.
What about you guys? Do you have any can you not fashion moments?
Can you not?
Come on. You can think of one.
Anything?
You're all in the biz here.
Yeah.
Can you? Oh, you're a can you not bucket hat. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Kimmy says no to
no
bucket,
to bucket hats.
Hats.
Can you not?
Yeah. Okay. Can you not?
Wait,
Crocs?
Is that still Crocs are still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, can you not with the Crocs?
Can you not? No.
That's a really good one.
Anyone else?
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like a lot of people can pull off a lot of things.
Exactly, which I actually also love.
You know? I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
What about matchy-matchy? Like, okay, so for me, my can you not is like, and this stems from an insecurity of mine from back in the day, because I used to wear, and I mean, I was 20, so I used to wear like a sweatpants skirt underneath a jean skirt and then roll the sweatpants skirt over.
Can you not do that ever again?
I will never. And then I would wear lime green sandals with lime green hoops. And
I want to see this photo.
Yeah,
for sure.
I have one somewhere.
That's hilarious.
And then I'm like, can you not, Caitlin? That's the matchy matchy with the neon. Cleo likes it. Cleo can get down with it, but I can't.
No.
Yeah, no, can you not? Okay, well, any other can you nots?
No. Can you not enter the door when we're doing a podcast?
Yeah. Can you not knock on the door while we're podcasting right now? Who is that? Who is that? Okay, so my last game is my favorite one, and it's called Would You Rather. We all know it. But I've got some really good ones.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is just to get to know your other side, but besides the like genius fashion part of your world. But would you rather be in jail for a year or lose a year of your life?
In jail.
Really?
Yeah. Lose a year in what sense?
Well, though? I feel like you're losing a year of your life in jail anyways, but maybe you like really learn a lot there.
Yeah. Like you could just read all day long and then I'll come out like smarter.
That's true. You could read and work out.
I could potentially
then
even like raise money in there and like start a new business.
Oh, dang. Spoken like
a
true
businesswoman. I'll have
like
so much time in there. And also, I think I'll be like more fit because I'll be working out.
There you go. You know what? I like your attitude. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
I'm always 20 minutes late.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, annoyingly. I'm trying to, like, that's been like such
a
habit.
No, that's something I need to work on. Yeah.
That I'm like, I need to get there on time.
Yeah.
But I'm always late.
I remember I had a dance instructor growing up who said, if you're on time, you're late. Like, she wanted you to be 5 minutes early all
the
time.
Yeah, no, that's
not me. It didn't
stick
with me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks anyways, Miss Jenny. Though. Yeah. Would you rather have one real get-out-of-jail-free card or a key that opens any door?
The key that opens any door.
Where would you go?
Oh, like... like an actual place?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought you were just, like, hypothetically...
I was, but then once you said that, I don't know.
Go anywhere.
Okay, fine. You don't have to answer it. Would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
Obviously the 6.
I know, me too. I was like, that's kind of a sick 10? Question, Caitlin, you weirdo. It's off the internet. It's not for my brain, okay?
Uh-huh, right. We know you're going to choose the 10. Oh, man.
Okay, would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as your home or an RV as your home?
Oh, man. I would say it's so weird because I get seasick, but I think I'm going to do the sailboat regardless. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, you could just be out in the sea.
Barfing.
You could dock. Yeah. But the RVs also could be like gross.
Oh, I'm
like,
totally into an RV.
Really?
Yeah. I would love to just drive everywhere in an RV and see if I could. And you can make it cute.
I guess. Like design it. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Come back to that in like 5 minutes.
Okay. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Whoa.
Deep.
10 minutes only?
Yeah, that's it.
That's nothing. Who cares? I guess I...
that's true. I mean, 30. I don't know.
Myself, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
that. Because at least like I can control what I want to do and control my expectations and emotions versus someone else. It's like... That's a wild card. I don't know what you're going
to
do.
That's true, actually. Sometimes I would like to take back my reactions. And if I had 10 minutes to like, yeah, that's
exactly.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay, last one. I want to make it good.
Uh-oh. Don't give me an RV sailboat one.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want that. Okay. Would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music or be forced to sing along to any song you heard?
I would rather dance every time.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Because then you'll have the best dance moves.
Yeah.
And you'll get a good workout.
Oh. You're like, I'll go to jail because I'll get a sick body. And I will do it. That's funny. Okay. Well, I think that's all the time we have. But
thank you so much. This was so fun. Guys, what do you think?
Yeah. Imagine they were like, boo.
They're like, edit that out too.
Yeah, okay, totally. Great.
Thank you so much. No, it's so fun.
Thank you. I try to have fun on the podcast. Get some good questions in there, but also have
you
fun.
Yeah, that was actually really fun.
And I won't judge you for drinking iced coffee instead of wine.
I know. I don't want to be too loosey-goosey, you know?
No, that's when the magic happens. I know from experience.
thank you.
No, thank you so much. Your session is now ending.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Walt Disney. Plan your next magical getaway today. Apartments.com. Visit Apartments.com to find your perfect place. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now, only on Facebook Watch. Haagen-Dazs, Trio Crispy Layers, pick them up at a store near you. And Express. Go to express.com or in-store and use promo code 9989 for $20 off a pair of jeans.